Hi, everybody. It's Pod Vader here again with another Blog Talk Radio Fantasy Expert League update. Last week, I was touting how I was undefeated, the only undefeated team in the league. This week, I'm here to tell you that whenever I mention that I have not lost, I am guaranteed to lose. Although I kind of knew that going into the week. I'm joined by the guy who was the victor over me, Jeff Ratcliffe of PFF Radio. Hi, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jay. I guess you cursed yourself a little bit there.
Well, I knew going into it because my Patriots were on a bye that I was going to have a tough time of it. And I had mentioned how last week I was still able to beat Joel Hennard of the Fantasy Insiders despite making really poor decisions and leaving a bunch of points on the bench. This week, I didn't have that luxury, and I again made really poor decisions and left points on the bench. One of those who would have made a huge difference for me and would have brought me pretty close to beating you was Leonard Hankerson, whom I benched in favor of Marvin Jones. That was only a difference of 20 points.
Yeah, that one's a tough one. I don't know if I could necessarily blame you for the play that you made. Jones was a guy who last week I actually used in a couple DFS lineups as well because I thought it was going to be a plus matchup. So that's a tough one. And who knew that Hankerson was going to put up that stat line, six catches, 103 yards, and a touchdown. I just didn't see that one coming in that blowout debacle of a game against the Texans. So, I mean, you can't kick yourself for those. You just kind of go for your rankings. And I think it was totally fair to start Jones there.
May have, but I also left Eric Decker on the bench. He also scored a nice 14.6 points compared to Travis Benjamin. Well, Travis Benjamin has still been sort of a nice find, a nice waiver wire pickup for me with 13.9 points last week. How much are you believing in Travis Benjamin right now with the Browns?
I'm glad you asked that. This is a player who a few weeks ago I was saying, don't pick this guy up after that Johnny Manziel game where he caught the two deep touchdowns. I'm saying, don't pick this guy up. It's a flash in the pan. They were fluky. You know, we really can't trust this guy to produce on a weekly basis. And then we see Josh McCown take back over. And now all of a sudden, it seems kind of fairly clear that Travis Benjamin is the number one wide receiver on the team. And yeah, it's not a passing heavy offense, but he's had 10 targets in each of the last 2 weeks. So, you know, maybe we won't see those, four touchdowns in the first three games. We may not see that touchdown production, but especially if you're talking about PPR format, I'm a believer. I don't think he has a massive ceiling, but you know, he's a wide receiver three with wide receiver two weekly upside. And I'm really surprised I say that, but I have to eat my words on this one. He seems like he's going to be a solid fantasy producer for us.
Yeah. I was, I was all excited because the previous week I had benched Joseph Randall. He goes off. And then I'm like, okay, well, great. Joe, you proved it to me. And then he did very little to nothing. On the flip side, on your team, you sort of, it's probably unfair of me to say you fell into Devontae Freeman, but you have Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, I didn't. I did target Devontae Freeman. I went out of my way. This is a kid who I've liked since he played at Florida State. He was part of that national championship team with Jameis Winston there and had a nice skill set, just kind of didn't come together last year as a rookie. And, here it is. He got an opportunity with Coleman sidelined to be an every down guy. We knew he was going to be involved in the passing game, but I didn't expect this. You know, Shanahan run game system or any of that aside, I didn't expect back-to-back games with three touchdowns, but I'm certainly going to take it. I was happy to start him this past week. I don't know how long this is going to continue with Coleman back in the mix, but, I'll take the points when I can get them.
You know, the other interesting aspect on your team, Eli Manning outperforms Aaron Rodgers. How often are we going to say that? It sounds like the dog in the background doesn't think that's going to happen very often.
The dog doesn't necessarily think that's going to happen. I guess there was somebody knocking at the door, and I have a beagle who has a nice healthy bark here. I thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to have a great game in this one too. It didn't work out that way. The matchup appeared strong. But, you know, one of the weird things about this San Francisco defense is they performed really well at home. I don't know. It's just over the first four games of the season, there's two game splits, 2-2, a home and away. But they have performed really well at home, and that's I don't know if it's an anomaly or what, but it did hurt Rodgers a little bit last week. I got a little lucky with Eli Manning here outperforming him. And again, it's one of those situations. I'll take the points.
So you're now 2-2 in the league. That puts you right in the middle, as one would expect. Who are you facing this week in week 5?
Oh, you know what? I haven't looked. Ah. Let me see.
I have it right here. You're facing my victim, Joel Hanard, the Fantasy Insiders. There you go.
Joel Hanard. And it looks like he's got an interesting team here because he has one Todd Gurley, who that could be one of the better picks in the long term. I don't remember where he went in this draft, but I know it wasn't particularly early. So you got Gurley at a little bit of a value, and the way he looked last week, that's pretty scary. And that he's got a nice looking team here, so it's going to be a tough matchup.
I'm up against Mark Morales Smith, who's one of the folks at ScoutFantasy.com, the site that hosts our league. And once again, I've made one of those mistakes of leaving a player on my bench, although you can't fault me for this. Andre Johnson, who went off in the Thursday night game, scored a big 25.7 fantasy points.
Yeah, what are you going to do there, though? I mean, maybe, if we were all smart enough, we could see this redemption narrative coming to fruition here, but he hasn't done anything all season long. Matt Hasselbeck at quarterback. I mean, you play percentages. You can't kick yourself for sitting anybody where it doesn't look like they're going to perform well. It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow, especially when he has two touchdowns in that game. But, you know, you can't really fault yourself at all. I would have made the same exact play.
And really, the worst part about it, well, I know Andre Johnson's on the Colts now, but the Texans are such a disappointment from a football standpoint this year. Who knows what they're going to do with their quarterback position going forward? You could tell Ryan Mallett was real thrilled with what was going on in the game last night. I kept laughing every time the camera panned to him, and every single time it was a frown that just got deeper and deeper and deeper. But clearly the Texans are in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, it's tough, too, because you think on the defensive side of the ball, they have these pieces in place. I mean, they have the best defensive player in the game in J.J. Watt. They have an emerging edge presence in Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus on the other side, so they should be able to generate pressure. Vince Wilfork in the middle. Brian Cushing, really resurgent year. But the secondary, I mean, you would think with Jonathan Joseph, I mean, I rattle off all these names. I don't know how this defense isn't performing better. And, you know, the offense, well, yeah, if you don't have a quarterback, well, you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback, it's tough. I thought that Foster looked a lot better. DeAndre Hopkins looked almost uncoverable last night. So, you know, they're trending in the right direction, I would say, potentially here. You just can't have a quarterback make that blatant of a mistake at the end of the game. That was basically – he basically punted the football to the other team with that throw, Brian Hoyer did, so – I don't know. I'd love to pull for the Texans because I love how J.J. Watt plays. I love Bill O'Brien's personality after watching him on Hard Knocks. But, you know, you're right. This team just doesn't look good. I don't know what it is about them, but they're not gelling.
And, you know, they tell you in real football not to look ahead, but I'm so much looking forward to my Patriots against those Colts next week. I can't wait for all the fantasy goodness coming my way. In 2 weeks, unfortunately. I mean, they're up against the Cowboys this week, but I should still get a little bit of fantasy goodness, but not as much as I'm going to get in 2 weeks. Really looking forward to that game.
Yeah, potentially you might get it this week too. Heavy favorites this week, and Dallas defense can struggle a little bit. It looks like Sean Lee's trending towards playing, but hey, I like any and all Patriots I can get my hands on in fantasy leagues this year. In fact, I did pick up Deion Lewis in this league, And I'm loving me some Deion Lewis, especially with this new contract he just got.
Well, and that was a huge surprise too. And of course, you're always playing, you're playing fantasy roulette with Deion Lewis and any sort of New England Patriot running back. But it appears he's pretty much established himself in that role. So, congratulations again, Jeff.
Thanks, Jay.
Jeff, where can people hear your show, and how can they reach out to you?
Well, of course, you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. We're running 5 shows a week, a show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on all sorts of different fantasy topics. You can, of course, check the show out. If you want to watch a video version on YouTube, just search out Pro Football Focus Fantasy. Head on over to Pro Football Focus as well, where you can get our Fantasy Gold product, premium access to all kinds of great content, tools, all that fun stuff to help you win your fantasy league. And it's just $29.99.
And you're on Twitter?
I am, at Jeff Ratcliffe. It's RATCLIFFE. Don't tweet that @Jeff, at Jeff Radcliffe with the D in there. That guy's tired of hearing fantasy questions.
If the guy was smart, he'd become a fantasy expert. I mean, he's got a built-in audience. Jeff, thanks. Continued luck in the fantasy league somewhat, because I'd like to stay on the top. But, go beat everybody else.
Thank you, sir.